This episode of the Rock Solid Podcast is brought to you by U-Turn Audio. Brilliant sound starting at $199. Everyone deserves a remarkable listening experience, and you'll get it with U-Turn Audio. Check them out at uturnaudio.com.
Get in the ring, motherfucker, and I'll kick your bitchy little ass, punk!
I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me today in the Zoom room for one of our very popular and highly sought-after Versus episodes, please welcome co-host Dave Festini and reporter slash scorekeeper Dave Schneier. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Pat.
Real good. Real good, Pat. Thank you.
Good, good, ready, good.
Ready for another one.
I would do these every week and just change the whole title of the show to Rock Solid Versus.
I don't know if that's a good idea. I'm not sure.
It's probably not.
No.
But I've done many things that aren't good ideas. For example, I did one just before I jumped on here, and this is the truth right now. My knee, I was having a little twingy pain in my knee, so I rubbed some Bengay on my knee, my left knee.
Okay.
Then I thought I washed my hands thoroughly, and then I went pee, and now I got a little tingle in the nether region, but not a good tingle. It's not bad. Yeah. It's not like someone dipped my eggplant into icy hot, but it's definitely a tingle.
It's close.
The old hot dick.
That was my name in college. That was my nickname. Wasn't at all. I didn't lose my virginity till 25 or right after college. Okay.
Lots of information coming at you.
Including some ointment on the junk. And all right. So this Versus episode is some prog rock bullshit.
Yes, it is.
Now, how do these albums relate to each other? First of all, I should ask, how are my co-hosts doing? Dave Festini, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I got three albums today. The Queen Jazz reissue on hot pink vinyl from Walmart, which was excellent. That's the first.
What's the surprise that's in that album?
The poster's in there.
The nude bicycle race poster is in there.
Which is funny you should mention it, because I have the original. I think it was the first Queen album I ever bought.
Yep.
And I have a feeling that the poster was in that one too.
Yeah.
But I probably got rid of it. It was separated from the album. It was either thrown away or hidden, because my parents weren't going to go for a poster of naked women on bikes.
No. Or, that poster makes me want to put some Bengay on my junk.
Hot dick.
I don't recommend that.
Are you going to hang the poster?
Of course, it's already. I put it upstairs in the bedroom.
Foolish.
Right over the ceiling above Nancy's head.
Oh my God. If I was a millionaire, I would send you money to have that like professionally framed with like a mat and like some type of gold gaudy ass frame, just gigantic. And then you put it right in the dining room.
I would say it's inspiration to exercise because they're on bikes.
Now, are there seats on those bikes?
Of course.
All right. I didn't know what those girls were up to.
They're going on a race, the bicycle race.
Well, how are the bottoms on some of those girls?
I believe it does serve two purposes. I believe it is also, they are fat bottom girls.
Jing,
in a bicycle
jing,
race.
Jing.
Race. Exactly. That was a surprise. I was surprised to find the poster inside. So,
all right. And the other two albums you got?
The other two albums I got are the Thunder reissues, Backstreet Symphony and Laughing on Judgment Day.
There's a third one. You didn't get the third one?
I didn't. They're quite pricey. And yeah.
They're double albums though.
They are. And while I do enjoy that third album, I don't like it as much as I do the first two. I have my limits.
And the first two were produced by Andy Taylor of Duran Duran, I believe.
Indeed they were. I think he actually plays some guitar on the first one, if I was reading the liner notes correctly.
All right, cool. And they're all colored vinyl too.
And, you know, of course, you know me and the colored, I'm a sucker for colored vinyl.
I know. I got so many copies of things doubles because I had to go get the colored vinyl now. It's like when they remaster a CD and I got to go get it.
So now do you sell the original? See, this is a debate I was having with a friend of mine at work. Just because I have the original jazz album, which given that it's 30 for how many ever years old,
yeah,
it's still in decent shape. Do I sell it or do you hang on to it? Is there any sentimental value to it? What do you do?
Well, is that the original jazz album that you purchased as a teenager?
It is. On Elektra Records.
I would keep it. I would keep that. Now, for me, I bought Sheer Heart Attack on vinyl. You know, one of the newer remastered things. Then it came out on colored vinyl, so I bought it again. So I am selling that one. But, wow.
Dave, why don't you frame the original?
I guess it costs you
$6 for a frame and you put it up and then you've preserved it.
Yeah. It's not like you have a bunch of junk. It wasn't the
first album I ever bought.
It was just the first.
Okay.
Does anyone else get to use that room? But you, is that your room only?
People are more than welcome to join me in this room. Nancy claims the couch is not comfortable. The boy comes in here and watches movies and stuff. Him, I can get to come in here, watch sports.
Yeah. Well, he's going to come in now that you got that poster. you can't keep him out of there.
Are there any other artist that packaged a nude poster?
I mean,
Kiss maybe?
No, I mean, the Women and Children First had quite a provocative poster of David Lee Roth in it on his knees with his arms changed. Count. Well, he's bare-chested. Maybe that's one for the ladies. You know, maybe they get the icy hot out and go down.
What's the album cover? Is it Ohio Players?
Oh, yeah. There's probably, yeah, with some honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about, I mean, there's plenty of covers. I'm saying, you know, like an added bonus. A poster.
Bonus indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be a surprise if bands started to do it.
I was actually kind of surprised that it was in there given the, you know, social climate today, but
yeah,
apparently Hollywood Records doesn't care.
They don't care. They wanted to keep the package sacred. Like it was.
Yes.
Like they keep my package sacred.
You're rubbing Ben Gay on it.
Dave Schneier, what's up with you today? You've got a rock solid Who Inspired logo t-shirt on. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. It's comfortable as could be. That's a high quality shirt. I really like it, actually. Thank you. I'm just going to throw a little rhyme out there. I'm feeling fine and drinking wine.
Oh, my God.
No, shut up. It was a nice day today, Pat. Thank you for asking. Nothing major happened to me today. I didn't buy any albums. I didn't hang any dirty posters on my wall. But other than that,
all right,
I'm feeling good.
I didn't buy any albums either, but I did get a free turntable from U-Turn Audio in the mail. So nice. That was cool. So jealous.
I took
that out of the package and set it up. So wait for the speakers to arrive. And
did you choose the color or did you just get whatever they sent you?
I chose white because we just redid the upstairs apartment and it's all like real, it's white and it's like clean lines. And so I wanted it to just look sharp. I didn't want PLR to say, what the hell is that? So yeah, I chose.
Are the speakers white as well? Is it a matching set?
They will be white. They didn't get here yet, but they will be white. That's nice. What I requested, and hopefully that's what I will get.
And so, they'll look great. The colored vinyl will look great on the white.
Yes, it's going to look even. It's going to pop. Really, and I'll post pictures like a nerd. All right, guys, thanks for doing these. If you ever get sick of doing them, I'm just going to stop doing them because I can't do it without you guys. All right. Because that's how good we are.
It's true. One of a kind.
These are fun. I like these.
All right. I'm glad. And
three of a kind, I guess.
Here's how the here's how these two prog rock bullshit albums relate to each other. Okay, gonna give a little backstory. Let me find pull some stuff up here. Oh boy, where here we go. In 1980, Yes releases an album called Drama. John Anderson leaves the band as lead vocalist, and they bring in Trevor Horn. They also have a new keyboard player on that album. It's Jeff Downs. Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs are both from the band The Buggles. We know them for being the first band played on MTV. Prog rock bullshit people and Yes fans love the album Drama. It's great. I love it too. So, sadly, the tour didn't go well because Trevor Horn couldn't really sing the catalog night after night after night. So they decided to, Yes decided to take a little bit of a break. And at that point, Steve Howe leaves the band. Jeff Howe leaves with him. And they go to join John Wetton and Carl Palmer to record the debut album by Asia, simply titled Asia, which was released in March of 1982. It becomes a massive album because for me, it brings prog rock into the mainstream. It's almost like a prog pop album. Would you call it that, Dave? Either Dave?
I don't know if I'd say pop, but certainly maybe main a little more mainstream rock.
Get some on the radio, get some on MTV. Right. Heavy rotation. So, what's happening with Yes? Here's what happens with Yes. They go into the studio in 82, and in November of 83, they release an album called 90125. And I'm pretty sure we'll probably misname that album many times throughout the show today.
See, I'm already surprised. Like, I thought...
Here we go.
I thought 90125 came out before... the Asia album.
It didn't. It came out in November 83, almost like a year and a half later.
I was unaware of this.
Here's what happens. The lead vocalist on Drama, Trevor Horn, he jumps into the producer chair. John Anderson comes back. Trevor Rabin is now the guitarist. And they add on keyboards Tony Kaye, who was on some of the early original albums. And this is the new Yes. And this album also gets tons of radio play, AM and FM, and they also become some staples on MTV. So that's how these two albums relate. That's how they can go head to head, especially since both albums have 9 tracks. That's the most important thing to go head to head. Had a couple people email me some title fights, I mean, some verses things. And they're missing the boat on a lot of areas. I'm like, well, that's great, but that album has 12 songs and that one has 9. So that doesn't work. So the most important thing is that the songs have to match up.
They have to be an even number.
Yes.
Or an even number of tracks. Right.
Right. All right. Let me turn that. Now I didn't test the, I'm going to have to play something different just to make sure you guys, I usually do this when we're not recording, but I'll do it now. I'll play a little music. Let's hear some Kiss. This is, this will be King. It's just for an audio test. Okay. Fucking A, Dave.
We got, listen, do whatever you want.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I was looking forward to hearing.
Do you like the Beatles? Are the Beatles classic. Okay with you?
Beatles are fine. The Kiss was fine.
It didn't seem like it was. You did a nonverbal.
Is there a Beatles song about somebody, you know, making a cast of a cock? Is that out there?
That's a B-side.
There's that one called You Better Run for Your Life where they want to kill a girl. Okay, here's Long and Winding Road.
See, that's actually one of my favorite Beatles songs.
It's undeniable. How can you?
It evokes a lot of emotion.
That song does. It does. Yeah. What Thunder song about banging chicks evokes emotion?
She's so fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
There's more than one.
We're going to kick it off. Track one versus track one. And I have to say that this is a fucking battle royale right out of the gate. This is, I mean, I know we're not supposed to look at the track listing, and I didn't.
I didn't.
But we all, all three of us know the songs that kick off these albums.
Yeah.
Do we?
Well, we do.
So we're going to start with Asia because that album came out first.
Yes.
So here we go. I'm going to turn up the sound so that we don't miss a second of this intro. All right. This really is a Rocky versus Drago fight. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Here we go. Yes kicks it off with Owner of a Lonely Heart. Right, that is a tough head-to-head battle. I'm going to let you go first, Dave Fastini. Which one do you choose?
It is tough. I love that, you know, this the beginning of Heat of the Moment. It's just so recognizable. And, it's a great one. It is an 80s classic, but then again, so is Owner of a Lonely Heart. This might be the tough for me. I think this might be the toughest matchup of the night, but I have to go with Yes. I got to go with Owner of a Lonely Heart. It's just great. There's nothing. I mean, I guess I can't be critical of either, but I love everything about Owner of a Lonely Heart. Always have. All right.
There's one in the Yes column. It's going to be a split decision then because both of these songs are a 10. They're both a 10. They come on the radio. I want to turn them up. They both have great intros. But Heat of the Moment is just, I just love Heat of the Moment so much. So, and I always have. And I was wondering when we heard them back to back if my mind was going to change, but it didn't. But again, both songs a 10. It's really apples and apples. So I have to go with Heat of the Moment.
Okay.
And Dave Schneier, your vote doesn't count.
Not that your opinion means anything.
Yeah, for shits and giggles, I'll ask you what you think.
Heat of the Moment, I love. Again, both songs. Hold on. Don't give me a face. Nobody can see it, but don't give me the face there. I saw Yes.
Now, who was giving you the face? Let people know.
Dave Fastini was giving me the face.
Yeah.
I saw Yes on this tour. I saw the 90125 tour, and it was a fantastic concert. But Heat of the Moment, there's like a great anthematic summerness to this almost, too. Like, to your point, like driving down the road, Owner of a Lonely Heart is great, too. But Heat of the Moment, and it has one of my favorite lines ever in a song. You catch a pearl and ride the dragon's wings. That's so good.
We've all done that. We've all done
it. So good.
Yeah. The
who can forget the first time they caught a pearl and rode the dragon?
A little Ben Gay on them.
How old were you? Like 11? How old were you when you went to the show?
And yeah, this
are you a year or 2 years older than me, Dave?
All right, so first of all, this album came out in 90125 came out in 83, right?
Yeah.
They probably toured in 80. All right. So they toured in 84. I was 14.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And yeah, and the Asia album came out in March of 82, which meant that for me, the year I graduated high school, this was the summer album for me going into college. So all right. It's 1-1. It's a tie with Dave Schneider. And I'm not going to ask Dave his opinion of every song, but that was certainly we needed to hear from him.
Well, it's important because he is the tiebreaker in the case of a tie.
No, he's not.
No, he's not?
No, he doesn't break a tie.
Oh, I thought he did. Sorry, Dave. I was trying to throw you a bone.
I appreciate that. There's a tie. There's a tie.
No, I gave the face.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah,
we've only done how many of these have we done?
Is this the fourth one?
Scorekeeper.
Yep. I can't wait to tell you what the next matchup is, Festini. Dave Schneier came up with it. It's a great one.
We're gonna wait till the end to reveal that.
Yeah, maybe okay. In the middle. I don't want to do it right now. It might take away from this episode.
Okay.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey folks, Pat Francis here from the Rock Solid Podcast. I want to talk to you a little bit about U-Turn Audio. Let me tell you something. I own a couple of these Orbit turntables. Brilliant sound, simple design, pure analog experience. They come in a multitude of colors. They look cool. They sound even better. You got to get one of these. And you know what? If you want to make your listening experience even better, I recommend plugging in a pair of their Ethos powered speakers. Look, the turntable has a built-in preamp. All you do is plug these things in, turn them on, drop the needle, and go. Old school analog power that fits on your bookshelf. Ultra low distortion, amplification meets classic speaker design. We are talking about Ethos, high fidelity stereo speakers that deliver immersive analog sound. The link is in the description, but it's easy, uturnaudio.com.
Now back to the show.
All right. Track two versus track two, Asia is going to give us a little something called Only Time Will Tell.
To find that you planned it all along. I see it now. It comes so clear.
All right. Only Time Will Tell is going to go up against track two from 90125. I'm not going to mess it up because I'm reading and I'm looking right at it. So I'm only going to say it when I'm looking at it. Track two on 90125 is Hold On.
Justice to the right. Speak when you are spoken to, but don't pretend you're right. This might not
right. So Asia's Ballad is going up against a pretty heavy sounding Yes track in Hold On. I guess we take turns, so I'll go on this one, Dave.
Yeah, you're up, Pat.
All right. But these matchups are rough so far. I'm still going to stick with Asia. Only Time Will Tell, I believe, was the second single. John Wetton's muscular voice sounds very nice singing this ballad. And I had never heard of John Wetton in my life at this point, because I wasn't into King Crimson or Roxy Music or UK or any of the millions of bands that he was in. And so I just thought he was a new presence for me. And so, yeah, I really do like the sentiment, and I do like Only Time Will Tell better than Hold On. So, Dave Fastini?
Only Time Will Tell is a great track. It's, you know, you hear it, you sing along to it. I remember it well, but you Hold On is just the big, Hold On is great.
It is great.
We didn't hear it because you only play so much, but like it gets into those kind of funky time signatures a little later in the song. I love Hold On. I have a suspicion about this one for me, and so far it's going that way. I don't remember the track listings of either of these.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what it was going to match up against. So I thought, well, Only Time Will Tell is a pretty strong one. And in some ways I almost like it a little, well, I don't know if I like it more than Heat of the Moment, but they're pretty close. But yeah, Hold On. Hold On.
All right. So far it's even Steven. All right. Jesus Christ. I scroll up. I see these two songs and, it's another killer matchup. I do want to say both albums produced impeccably. What's up?
I wholeheartedly disagree.
You don't think that they both sound amazing?
I do not. But the Asia album to me is muddy. I don't like the sound of the drums.
Wow. I love the sound of the drums.
And the Yes album is pristine. I love the production on the Yes album. That's one of the things with this Asia album that I have an issue with is its production.
I'm shocked. I got to be honest. I'm shocked. I thought Mike Stone did a great job on this thing. All right.
Who? No, it wasn't the same guy. I thought maybe I was wondering who produced Escape. But no, Mike Stone was.
He did. Didn't he do Escape?
I think it's Kevin Elson and maybe Mike Stone on Escape.
He was a producer on Escape.
I hate the production on Escape.
He did a couple
too.
Albums by Journey. He did Frontiers as well.
Oh yeah, Frontiers. Yeah, it's Mike Stone and Kevin Elson on Escape, and then Mike Stone and Kevin Elson on Frontiers. I think Frontiers sounds like ass. But anyway, all right. Here we go, Dave. Track three versus track three. It's tough. It's going to be a tough one. Let's kick it off with Asia and Soul Survivor.
We'll be right back.
right. Soul Survivor by Asia is going to go up against another killer track from Yes. This is It Can Happen. John Anderson at the top of his game vocally on this album. So good. Dave Pastini, you take the odd songs today. So what's your choice?
Again, the Asia, I like the way the Asia, Soul Survivor starts out good. And it's a little more, I think where the first two had a little more pop to them. Mm-hmm. This one starts to lean a little more towards the prog rock bullshit.
Yep.
But it gets to that chorus that to me is just kind of sing-songy. And it just doesn't hold. It doesn't hold a candle. It Can Happen, man. I'm sorry. All the like intricate little, like you can hear that crazy bass line. And
yeah,
like,
that crazy bass line is winning me over.
And I love it. I love It Can Happen.
All right. This is such a tough one.
This is where Yes takes the lead, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I do love Soul Survivor, and I love what it's about, you know, being the sole survivor, you know, last man standing type of thing. But there's so much
going on. Lyrics like, I tripped my foot, I nearly fell.
Be careful. You got to be careful out there, Dave. Did you ever fall down as a grown man?
I've fallen down a lot. I never thought I'd write a song about it.
Well, maybe this guy fell down so much that he couldn't not write a song about it. You don't know what he's gone through. You don't know his struggles.
Perhaps.
You gotta walk a mile in his hurt foot. There is so much going on and It Can Happen. That bass line is so good. There's many, many layers. And so, yeah, I'm going to also go with It Can Happen.
There we go.
Difficult.
Yeah, Soul Survivor's not bad. Again, at the product, I don't know, man. I just don't like the production on this Asia album.
You're not a Mike Stone fan, it sounds like.
The drum, like,
I love the drums. I think Carl Palmer's drums sound great.
In all three of these songs now, they sound rushed. It's almost like they get out of sync or out of speed. It's just weird.
Okay. All right. It's your opinion.
It is.
Track four against.
You mean it's a tally? An official tally?
Oh, that's a good idea, Dave. That's a good idea. Yeah. Let's give a tally, Dave Schneier.
The official tally right now has Yes up 4-2 right now.
All right.
On Asia.
That's all it takes. I mean, if I would have went with Asia, it's tied 3-3. It only takes, take the lead by 2 points pretty quickly in this game.
I'm really curious as to where this is going to go the rest of the way, because I'm looking at track by track. So I'm really curious to see what you guys come up with.
Are you looking ahead to the tracks, Dave Schneider?
I am, actually.
You're okay. You can do that.
Yeah.
He's the scorekeeper. So he's
listen, a good reporter knows what's going on. So a good reporter finds these things out.
Okay. Track four. Versus track four. Let's kick it off with Asia and a song called One Step Closer. Mm-hmm. All right, One Step Closer, track 4 from Asia. We're going to go to Yes's track 4. If you're listening on vinyl, this would close out side one of 90125. Asia's got 5 songs on their side one. I'm just throwing that out for fun. I don't know that it was, but I threw it out there. All right, here we go. Yes, 90125, track 4. Changes. Sing. It's been 90 seconds.
I'm moving through some changes. I'll never be the same. Something you did touch me. There's no one else.
All right, I'm going to bump it up to the chorus, and I believe that's Trevor.
I believe that's Trevor Rabin singing. Yes,
singing on that. Okay, I'm gonna just move it up a little bit, see where we fall in here. I'm trying to get to the chorus.
Try to find out how. There's no way to save it.
All right, all right. We had a 90-second intro on that thing, and then we heard some Trevor Rabin sing, which I forgot about. I forgot that he sings co-lead on this, and then we get into that chorus, and I get the even song, so I'm first.
That is true.
All right. I love One Step Closer, but Changes is a chance for every single band member to shine on that thing. Keyboard intro, some cool, almost metal sounding guitar a little bit on that. Co-lead vocal, great chorus. They sound good singing together. So my vote on this one is definitely for Changes.
If I had a dollar for every time I nearly got into a near-death car accident playing those drums while driving to Changes. I love that. I love that song from when I was a kid. I love it now. I never get tired of it. And to me, the song, the instrumentation, everything about that song up until this point kind of proves that the 90125 album is just a cut above. Now we still have a lot of music left.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? These things have gone off the rails in the past, yeah, as far as, yeah, what I thought it was going to turn out. But I honestly, after hearing Changes, I don't even remember the song you just played 2 minutes ago off of that Age album. It has left my mind already.
Well, it was One Step Closer, Dave. It's a good song too.
One Step Closer. Dave, that one's the first one that's just kind of forgettable. And Changes is just it's a masterpiece in my opinion.
Wow.
Well, I will say that these two albums are both best enjoyed as a whole, as an album listening experience. So when you do break it apart, yeah, sometimes a song like One Step Closer can feel the way you're saying it is, like forgettable. But in the context of side one, I feel like everything flows. I think both of these so far are album listening experiences. Dave Schneier, I'm curious as to how you come down on this matchup, One Step Closer against Changes.
I agree with Dave on this one. It's pretty easy for me as a single against a single. If you were, I get your point, Pat, as far as the flow of an album.
Yeah.
I also remember this one, despite the fact that I was 13 or 14 years old. In concert, this was incredible too, because you had the incredible intro. And then after the as you said, sort of the metal guitar thing, it kind of kicks into the song itself.
Yeah.
Like, it's just perfect in concert. Like, it's just this intro, the guitar, and then boom, here it is. And sort of lights go up and the vocals come in. It's a great song. It's a really, really great song.
And it's the second longest song on the album at 6 minutes and 20 seconds.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, track five against track five. Asia's going to close out side one. And then Yes is going to kick off side two. So from Asia, we get closing out side one, track five, Time Again. A lot of intro here too, guys.
Fate looks certain, but then nothing's guaranteed. Want for nothing, but it's nothing what you need. Always pushing, though you're never satisfied. I did believe you till I found out that you lied.
Time and time again.
Now, you would think with that long intro that that song would be long, but it's really 4 minutes and 40 seconds long. So, all right, that's Asia's entry into round five. Here comes Yes, kicking off side two of 90125 with Cinema. And this is something that we have not had yet on either one of these albums. This is an instrumental track. Here we go. Okay, that's 45 seconds of a 2-minute and 8-second song. So I think we've heard enough on that one. Dave, you get to go first because it's the odd song. Time Again versus Cinema.
I like this matchup because it seems even to me, because they're both, even though there are vocals in the Asia song, there's that long intro in the beginning, and they're both. You know, I was like, I was into it. I was out of it. I was with the Asia thing because it kind of was like going back and forth from I like it, and then it's in Lord of the Rings, and then I'm back to liking it again. It got a little too prog rock bullshitty for me, but I've never. And in full disclosure, I'm not a big instrumental fan.
Yeah, me neither.
So. And with Cinema, I mean, it's okay. I skip it. So I'm giving this one to Asia because I did enjoy it. Yeah. And also in full disclosure, like I know the Asia album, but I don't really know it. And I was looking forward to this because I wanted to rehear it with an open mind.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. So I'll go Asia on this one.
First of all, it took you a long time to get there, especially when you threw out the sentence Cinema, I skip it. So it should be a no-brainer that it's Time Again for you. But let me talk for
5 more minutes.
Yeah, you did so much. You talked longer than the song. You ramped up. Your vote was prog rock bullshit.
There wouldn't be much of an episode if I was like, yeah, Asia.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I wanted to explain my position.
I get it. This is no contest for me. Cinema is nothing to me. I mean,
it's not nothing.
Well, I mean, it's not YYZ by Rush.
No.
You know what I mean? That I would put up against. That's an instrumental that can go head to head with a song with lyrics. I'm a lyric guy too. I like words. I like to sing along. Cinema for me serves more as an intro to the next song, but it's a track on the album. It's its own song. It's its own track. So don't look ahead, Dave Fristine. It looks like you're looking ahead.
No.
All right.
Did you accuse me of cheating?
Dave, did you see him look? He was looking off to the side.
I got a text. So I caught my attention.
Did you want to get out and let the pizza guy in, or what do you want to do?
I already ate my pizza tonight.
God, and I want pizza now. Jesus Christ.
And I wouldn't cheat. This is like.
Okay. All right. We only cheat when we play Murray's thing. All right. So there we go. Let's get a new tally now. We're five. We're right dead center of all the eight matchups. What?
Here we are. We are. And Yes is still ahead, but it's closer. We're at 6-4 right now.
6-4. Okay. Now. Here's what I'm going to do, because I told you I'd do it right in the middle, Dave.
Wait, whoa. Hold on. What? Time out.
What?
How are we at 6-4?
Five songs in.
Shouldn't it be tied? Because I crossed over once and Pat crossed over once.
No.
Yes. So look, 1-1, 1-1, 1-2, 1-2, 3-4, 5-6, 1-2, 3-4. No, 6-4.
Yeah.
Okay. Math's not my strong suit.
Well, then shut up.
Yeah, testy.
I mean,
salty.
Reporter Dave has one job and he's doing it.
Breaking all news. Right. Don't ever do math, Dave Festini.
Yeah, you don't have to fight me on that one.
Hold on. I'm going to reach back. I'm going to pull the albums off the shelf that are going to go head to head next. Hold on.
Oh, it's time.
It's time. Oh. It's time to reveal it.
It's time for the reveal.
I wonder. Look, here we go.
I wonder if.
I want to make sure. Okay. Yeah. All right. Dave Festini, are you ready for this?
I am.
Both of these albums have 9 songs.
Okay.
Both of these albums are from the same band.
Oh.
Both of these albums came out, they came out back to back. One has this lead singer.
Oh, no.
And one has this lead singer.
Oh, no.
Dave Schneier.
That's amazing.
Dave Schneier has chosen for our next matchup Van Halen's 1984 against Van Halen's 5150. They're also number albums.
Wow.
Four digits.
Off,
do you call
man.
It digits when it's
hats off?
Yes.
Thank you.
What do you think of that? So that's what we're going to do next. I wish we could do it right after this.
I'll be completely honest with you. As a card-carrying David Lee Roth fan, I fear this matchup.
I mean, look, I agree with you. And again, I don't like Sammy better than Dave. I enjoy all of it, but that's going to be a good one. And Dave Schneier, a tip of the hat to you. For that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, and it's great because like it really, I look at it as Van Halen became two different bands because there was such a change in musical style. That's what's going to make it so interesting.
And let's save this pontification for the next episode. And the reason why we aren't doing Eat 'Em and Smile is because I think that has 10 tracks. I'm not sure.
But
I can find out right now, guys.
It might. That would have been a great one too.
It is, but it can't be.
And I would have feared that one as well. Oh boy. Yeah, that would have been great too.
10 tracks on this one. So that's a perfect matchup, Dave Schneier. That's why we have you here. You did your research as a reporter, and we love it.
I do what I can. For the good of the people.
Okay, here we go. Track 6 versus track 6. Asia is going to bring to the table something called Wildest Dreams. Right, Wildest Dreams is going to go head to head, track 6 to track 6, from 90125. From Yes, we have Leave It.
I can feel no sense of measure, no illusions as we take refuge in young man's pleasure.
Don't you? back. No phone, take your place, you know what I mean. We have the same intrigue, just caught a case.
All right. It's an even one, so I go first. I got to be honest, I've never really liked the song Leave It. It gets into that Howard Jonesy stuff that I really don't care for. It's not something I like. And I love Wildest Dreams. I just think it's a kind of a heavier, harder driving song, and I've always loved Wildest Dreams, and I've never really cared for the song Leave It. So my vote is for Wildest Dreams.
I am shocked.
I don't like that keyboard. I don't like that keyboard. I mean, again, it sounds like I'm not saying it's a bad song. It's just not the type of thing that I enjoy.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying, oh, I hate Leave It. I'm just saying I never gelled with it, and I gave you specific reasons why I didn't. Can you understand the Howard Jones?
I get reference? Yeah, I get you that know what comparison.
I mean,
I heard Wildest Dreams, and I thought, hey, I remember this one. This is good. I like this. This is going to be a matchup casualty, because I really enjoyed Wildest Dreams, but I love Leave It.
Yeah.
Again, it's just like,
and Leave It was a single. I mean, it was,
there's actually there's an acapella version of Leave It. That's so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, from the moment you started Leave It, I was like, well, wait, this one's over for me how much I love that song.
And I don't know how Leave It went over live. I feel like there's a lot of production tricks on that. Right. It feels like a real studio track where Wildest Dreams is going to sound like Wildest Dreams in the live setting. And again, that has nothing to do with the studio song matchup. I'm just throwing that out there.
I agree.
That didn't sway my opinion either way on this matchup. So curious what Dave Schneier does think, though, on these two.
This is a really, I agree with Dave that Asia is a casualty of two good songs. They're really good songs. You put the Asia song up against some of the other ones by Yes on 90125. I think it wins. I agree that and Leave It, by the way, I looked this up. The set list for the time that I saw Yes in concert had Cinema as the first song, and then Leave It kicked in right away. Now, I don't remember production wise or anything like that live, you know, like how it came off, but those two songs play so well together, clearly, right?
Yeah.
Because you go from the instrumental to this. I believe it's a great song. It's just, I like it better, just in general. Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. All right. We only got three more matchups to go. Let's go with, and this one, for me, this seems like the deepest of deep cut matchups coming up right now. Asia's going to start us out with something called Without You.
Gazing at our sunrise, reflected in your clear eyes, misty morning forest, smoke fires, make our way through the broken day. I couldn't stand to stay without you. We must keep moving while the light is clearing, leaving your dark world behind you.
All right, that's 1 minute of Without You. Let's go into what Yes is bringing to the table for track 7. This is something called Our Song. Here we go.
Our song.
Dave Festini, before you comment on this matchup, I just want to say that I just looked at, I hope I didn't give misinformation. I know I said on a couple songs, that's Trevor Rabin singing co-lead vocal, but it looks like Chris Squire also sang some co-lead vocal on a couple of the 90125 tracks. Yeah, according to Wikipedia. But anyway, so if I gave misinformation, I'm pretty sure when I said it was Trevor Rabin, I'm pretty sure it was him. So anyway, I just want to clarify. I don't want a bunch of fucking emails. All right, Dave. Track 7, Without You from Asia versus Our Song from Yes.
I didn't remember Without You, but I was enjoying it. See, the thing, like, when they say, oh, listen, the dryer's going off. Can you hear the little tune that it plays in the background?
No. We can't hear it. Seriously.
Oh, all right. So when I was listening, when I spent the most time listening to this Asia album, I was young. I was, you know, early teen. Yeah. So the slow stuff probably just went past me. It would have been a skip when I was a kid. But listening to it now, I enjoyed that one a lot. And Our Song, to me, Our Song doesn't necessarily live up to the level of quality of the rest of 90125 to me. To me, it almost sounds like it could have been a B-side in some ways. So much to my surprise, I'm going to go with Asia on this one.
All right.
I enjoyed that one.
Now, I had the same thing as you with Our Song. I saw that song title and I was like, I don't even know what that is. I had no idea what that is. And it was different from the other songs in the album. And and I was enjoying it, but I kind of like the post-apocalyptic lyrics and stuff of Without You. And so for that reason, I'm also going with Without You. But I enjoyed Our Song I didn't even know what it was. I was like, I don't even know what this is.
Yeah. And those keyboards in the beginning, like, was there any time when those keyboards don't sound cheesy?
I know. I know. It's like a Casio.
It's like, yeah.
All right. I feel since we both went Asia that time, we need a score update from Dave Schneier.
Well, shocker of all things here. We are tied.
Oh, boy.
7.
Here we go.
Tied at 7.
This is when it gets dicey now.
Asia making a comeback. By the way, Our Song was the B-side to Owner of a Lonely Heart.
All right.
Yeah, see, when I say B-side, I almost mean like...
No, I know.
You mean like a bonus B-side. Track B-side.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, this Asia album has a monster of a bonus track B-side called Ride Easy. It's fantastic. It's probably, I think, better than maybe one or two of the songs that's on the...
Really?
On the album, yes. I don't know if, I'm not sure if there were any, I don't think that 90125 had any unreleased B-sides.
I don't know. The covers on these albums are very, very different.
Well, it's funny because Asia uses Roger Dean,
which was the guy who did all the Yes covers, stuff. Right.
And I don't know who did maybe Dave Schneier can look it up to see who did 90125.
I think it's Hypnosis, but really? I could be wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. They try, and again, I understand Asia wants to ride that wave of their members that have been in Yes. They want people to know, hey, look, this is what we're doing now.
Well, and all that stuff is so cool looking.
Yeah, it is. But, and I think the cover of the Asia album, there's a pearl on the front and that's a dragon. So that must be what from the
lyrics. Well, you've never on the dragon's wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Dave's in his living room. There's a whole mural of the dragon. And
and he might have his pearls out. Who knows?
The 90125, by the way, the album's logo was designed and created by Gary Mewat at Assorted Images on an Apple IIe computer.
Wow.
The variant would be used on Yes's next studio album, Big Generator.
All right.
I was wrong.
And, but Yes is trying to tell you, hey, we're doing something different than we used to do. Staying in the lane, but not staying in the lane. So, all right, track 8 versus track 8, Asia is bringing us Cutting It Fine.
Cutting it fine.
Right, we got to the chorus quickly, so I'll fade it down at 56 seconds.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And we'll jump into track 8 on 90125 from Yes, something called City of Love. Right, track 8's an even number. I get to go first. I didn't like City of Love at all until that chorus kicked in. I thought that was fucking nonsense at the beginning. It didn't sound like Yes. It sounded like they were trying to step so far out of their lane to do something different, and that just does not work for me at all. Cutting it fine all the way. I love the Steve Howe getting to do a little acoustic at the beginning, and then it blasts in. I like that. I like that. Out on the Shire. Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you started to laugh, the word that popped in my head was Shire. I'm like, I know what he's thinking. But right after that, then Cutting It Fine is fantastic for me. And I only like the chorus on this. City of Love, it almost feels like I've never heard that song in my life. And yeah, did not do anything for me. I think that's the worst. I'd rather hear Cinema than that.
Wow. Come on, man.
Hot take.
It's all Raven. That's a Trevor Rabin track. I mean, I don't know who wrote it. We looked at the writing credits.
City of Love, written by Rabin and Anderson, sung by Anderson.
If I had to guess, it's Rabin with the music and Anderson with the vocal. But
Look, if you ask me, would I like a Steve Howe solo album or a Trevor Rabin solo album? I'd probably like a Trevor Rabin solo album because he can sing.
Yeah. Well, I forget the name of what was the Asia song?
Cutting It Fine and Cutting City of Love.
That for me, that opening was bad. It was
That's how I feel about City of Love. The whole thing up until
but once the intro is over, I was pleasantly, you know, I was like, okay, I'm into this. This is good. This is good stuff. Right. It was, in fact, both songs were even for me. I was up until when the chorus of Yes kicked in, and that's when it's taken the point for me. That kicked it over the edge. I love that chorus. That chorus kicks in so much.
It's not your vote first. Not your vote first.
Oh, it's not. I thought Pat voted.
Yeah, I did. I did say Cutting It Fine all the way.
Okay.
All he right, said he hated the other song. He wasn't exactly going to vote for it. It was shit all over it.
It was such nonsense for me. I was surprised it was when I saw. I was surprised when it got good for that chorus. Do they ever say City of Love in it, or is this one of those that the title is never in the song?
I think they do say it. I think they do.
All right. So that's a that's
come on, man. The beginning.
I'm shocked that this is a tie. I really am.
I wanted to have a Guinness and some potatoes. The beginning of that song.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? Does anybody hear, like, on the Asia song, the intro, a little bit of Roundabout, like the beginning of Roundabout with sort of the medieval times Renaissance festival kind of guitar thing there?
Let's listen. We'll see.
I'll get hate mail for that one.
Yeah, no.
It's okay.
I don't hear it at all.
It's okay. Don't worry, Dave. Nice, Dave. You'll be fine. The hate mail will come for the other guy. all right, what's the score? Because that was a slip.
Oh, one song to go, and we are tied at 8.
So shocked.
Oh.
I'm so shocked that
wow.
City of Love was so loved by Dave Festini. But... You like
say
you
the
like.
Same for you and the Asia song.
I know.
All
I get it.
Nonsense.
I get it. We both thought the other one was nonsense. And so we,
I know that's not true. I liked the Asia song. I still liked the beginning of it.
Yeah. I hated that Yes song. Okay. All right.
This is the last track, right?
Round nine.
Wow.
What's going to happen? This is when Dave Festini gets the most nervous. Here we go. Yes is closing it out with something called Here Comes the Feeling. Here we go. All right, and Yes is going to close it out with a one-word song title, 7 minutes and 43 seconds. This song is called Hearts. Here we go. Let me turn it up. Let me start it. Here we go. Thank you.
stream, pouring souls into the ocean. Take account of all you've seen. One people together, freedom for today. So easy the future, so see the children's way.
Right. We got 90 seconds into it. I don't know when they're going to say the word hearts, but I'm going to pause it right there. I'm going to go to Dave Festini.
Oof. Can we call this a push on this one?
Here Comes the Feeling versus Hearts.
I don't like either of those songs.
You're trapped in a desert island and you can only hear one of those for a year.
Oh no. And yeah, I feel like with Hearts, it's, you know, they're trying to make good on their prog rock, you know, like, hey, we went a little pop earlier. Let's make up for it with this, right. Whatever the hell that was.
Is it a turd?
I mean, it's 7 minutes long. We only heard 90 seconds. Maybe it redeems itself a little further on, but the very fact that the very fact that this is one of my favorite rock albums of this era, and I don't know it, should speaks volumes. But then there's the Ages song where I just feel like they, again, I don't know, kind of, you know, like the beginning, whatever, gets to the chorus and we're just back to that dunk, 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 dunk. It's this boring plotting kind of, you know, let's write a chorus over a bump, bump, you know, bass line.
And the chorus is fun. The way City of Love was fun. Mm. Here comes the feeling.
This is going to prove my loyalty to this program and the format, because because honestly, I really wanted Yes to win this.
I know it,
but if I got to choose one of those songs to listen to for the rest of my life,
right? That's how you got to think.
It's the Ages song.
All right, and for me too, that Hearts is just again, same thing. I love this album too. I own this album. It's a great album, 90125. It's a classic. It's probably in my top three Yes albums. I don't know this song at all, and I didn't like what I did hear. And we played more of it than we played of Here Comes the Feeling. And I love Here Comes the Feeling. I think it closes out the album strongly. So, yeah, I got to go Here Comes the Feeling for sure. Wildest Dreams. Wildest Dreams.
Let's get a score.
Let's get a score. And Dave,
opinion on that one? You look like you had a strong opinion on
what
that.
Do you got, Dave?
No, I don't have strong opinion. I mean, Your Wildest Dreams is
Here Comes the Feeling.
Here Comes the Feeling is a very prog poppy song.
Yeah.
Dave, to your point, you throw a 7 minute song at the end of this whole thing to go, hey, remember us? We used to do this.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
So, I mean, yes, you put a gun to my head, I'm picking the Asia song.
Yeah.
But I going into it, anyway, final tally.
Yes.
Here we go.
Asia has won 10-8.
Wow. Never my life would I have thought Asia was gonna win this. Never.
I mean, Yes was up 6-2.
Well, the Yes album is front loaded.
Yeah.
And
I feel that way about the Asia album. Like the first two tracks are the first two singles.
It's all front loaded too, but it seems like the Yes album falls apart a little more than the Asia album might fall apart. Although I don't think the Asia album falls apart, but I didn't vote for Asia every time, so I feel good about that.
You know, what hurts
was like I'm thinking, man, this is going to be totally one-sided. And I love the format.
The format works.
It does. It truly does.
Because if you just said, what's the better album? If you just said, what album do you like better? What would you pick?
Yes. All day long.
And I would say Asia All Day Long.
You although, would. Okay.
Although the best songs on the Asia album are, for me, are equal, so equal to the best songs on the Yes album. It's really, you know, like if you take the top three on both albums, those six songs are tens for me. But yeah, it's all about going in the order, and you know what I mean?
It, so it truly is, you know, the matchup casualties.
When it was 6-2 and Yes was up, unfortunately for Yes, Cinema was the fifth song, right? So when you go match for match as far as song for song,
yeah,
then all of a sudden it's 6-4 and the floodgates open.
Yep.
Yep. Well, Dave, I appreciate you being honest in this.
Absolutely. We would never let
working, if we put Working Class Dog up against John Waite's Ignition, what would happen?
Are they even tracked?
I think they are. Let
me look. No.
Let me look.
Oh, this could be bad.
Just for fun, I'm looking.
But they weren't. Were they released in the same year?
Working Class Dog. It doesn't matter. They don't have 10 songs.
Are you looking it up, Dave?
Yeah, I got it. I got it right here.
I think they both have 10 songs.
Yeah, the Working Class Dog definitely does. Ignition has, yeah, it's got 10 songs.
Neil Giraldo produced Ignition, and he plays the solo on Working Class Dog.
He plays the riff and the solo. He's all over that album. Yeah. Yikes.
Yikes, indeed.
Well, hey.
It's intriguing. It's intriguing.
And both they both came out close. Was it the same year? 81 and 82, I think.
Well, yeah. I think
John Waite was 82.
Was 80.
You think? Well,
really?
John Waite was 82. Yeah.
Working Class Dog was 81. John Waite was 82.
Yep.
Whoa! Then what? Then when was No Breaks released?
No Breaks was 84.
Really? So I would have thought it was earlier.
Because the Babies released two albums in 1980. They released On the Edge and Union Jacks in 1980. Because Chrysalis was like, let's get you off the. We're done with you. Let's finish
your contract and get out.
Yeah. All right. Well, that could be something down the road. That sounds interesting. I love both of those albums.
I'm not. See, other than Change is on Ignition, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have no idea what's on that John Waite album.
Yeah. That might be tough when your favorite artist is going against someone. That might be tough.
Yeah. There's no familiarity. Like, you know,
I don't want to make you do a Sophie's Choice.
What? And Sophie's Choice would be like Working Class Dog against Living in Oz. But yeah, I mean, with something like Working Class Dog, it would be very hard to even subconsciously go against my familiarity with it and my love of it.
Right. All right. Well, look, Dave Schneier, thank you again for keeping score, and thank you for this awesome matchup coming up next time.
This one's going to be classic.
It's going to be classic. Is. Do not listen to those albums until we do the matchup.
We can't even listen?
No.
I guess not. Because
you'll make an opinion. We'll
track listings.
Go listen to the Gary Cherone Van Halen if you need to.
Yeah, if you need to. ASAP Club members, and to join, you go patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast, and you'll get your episodes early and ad-free. Do not give up. Do not say what the next battle is going to be. Don't put it out there. Don't start discussing it. I mean, look, I can't stop you from doing that, but I would ask you to please not do that.
Here's what I'm thinking about this next one, though.
This one's dropping next Thursday, by the way, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The first track on 1984 is 1984.
Yeah.
It really isn't a song.
I know, but the last track on 5150 isn't really a song. So.
Good point. Okay.
Okay. Let's not talk about it, Dave.
All right. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm excited about it.
All right. Tell people where we can find Dave Schneier on the interwebs.
On the interwebs, you can find me if you're on the Twitter. It's at Dave Schneier. Probably the same thing for Instagram. I'm also on Facebook, although I don't spend a lot of time over there.
All right, Dave Festini, where can we find you? And you have your band, Motherfucker. So tell us about that.
Mother cover.
Oh, Mother Cover. All
Mother
right.
Cover. We have a show coming up. I believe it is the Friday before Memorial Day. I don't know what that date is.
Well, that's a good this is a good time to promote it because this drops next Thursday.
The White Meadow Country Club.
Ooh.
Ooh, well.
Spalding. Hold on. I don't want to screw this up.
I want a hot dog. I want a pizza.
You'll get nothing like it.
What is this? What
Caddyshack. Are you kidding me?
It's a country club.
What's wrong with you?
Hey.
I'm going to go see the Mother Cover and they'll probably play by the pond.
When the hell is Memorial Day?
At the end of May.
Why can't...
Did you get paid to do this gig?
Yes. Yes, we do.
How many band members are there?
Four. Okay. Mother Cover.
Do you get paid in cheese fries or is it cash?
Beer. Beer and mozzarella cheese. Oh,
they'd lose money.
Mother Cover at White Meadow Lake Country Club in Rockaway, New Jersey on May 26th. The fun starts at 7 o'clock. Come ring in your Memorial Day weekend with Mother Cover.
Come rock and Rockaway.
How long is the set that you play? How many sets do you play a night?
We play two, and we're generally with a little break in the middle. We generally play for about 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours.
You sing and play rhythm guitar.
I just sing. Occasionally, I play a little shaker.
Okay, and then and you play cover songs.
We do.
Do you change up the set list every time you go out, or do you guys have a set list?
It's pretty
set list.
It's fairly set. We were dropping some new stuff in. Actually, we're supposed to get together next week to possibly add a couple of new tracks to the set list.
Will you be adding Hearts by, yes, will you be adding Hearts?
No.
Okay.
That's, we considered it, but no.
Now, I know they're all your babies. Not really. None of them are. Within the night, what are your two favorite songs to play and sing?
Boy. Right now I'm having, let's see. I like, we do Plush by the Stone Temple Pilots.
Wow.
Oh.
I like that one a lot. We also play, although you know what? I like singing Mr. Brightside. We do Mr. Brightside by the Killers as well.
All right, so cool.
Those are definitely two of my favorites.
Is there a chance that the breakup song by the Greg Kinn Band could make it into that set list?
It would be rough because we pretty much concentrate on like 90s.
Oh, alternative. I didn't know that. Oh,
really?
In there. So, but no we idea. Do sneak an occasional 80s song in there.
All right.
So you never know.
I think you guys should have a 70s set list, an 80s set list, and a 90s. And then when they book you, they can decide what they want for that night.
Well, that would also require learning three times the songs.
Mm hmm. But you don't want, do you want it or do you not want it?
Well, listen, it's supposed to be fun.
Okay.
This was supposed to be a no stress, endeavor.
Okay. Okay. I get it.
Originally started.
All right. And where can we find you
on Twitter? It is at D Festini.
Okay.
Yes. And we do actually have you can find Mother Cover on Facebook. It's Mother COVR, no E.
All right. Good, good, good. You can find us at Rock Solid Show on Twitter. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show. And thank you, Dave Festini. Thank you, Dave Schneier. And to close it out, since Asia won, I will play that aforementioned B-side bonus track to the original Asia album written by John Wetton and Steve Howe called Ride Easy. So thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you.
And everyone else, please enjoy Ride Easy.
Same solitary serpent in an empty cafe. Faces were so empty, meaningless and negative to me. I could have died. Parties and the strangers reflected in their glasses as they drank. Not seeing eye to eye. Spring would never come again, melting the snow. Many nights I've reveled, evenings through the morning.